for that chill, changeless brow, where cold obstruction's apathy appalls the gazing mourner's heart, as if to him it could impart the doom he dreads yet dwells upon. Yes, but for these and these alone, some moments, aye, one treacherous hour, he still might doubt the tyrant's power. So fair, so calm, so softly sealed, the first last look by death revealed. Such is the aspect of this shore. 'Tis Greece, but living Greece no more. So coldly sweet, so deadly fair, we start, for soul is wanting there. Hers is the loveliness in death that parts not quite with parting breath. But beauty with that fearful bloom, that hue which haunts it to the tomb, expression's last receding ray, a gilded halo hovering round decay, the farewell beam of feeling passed away. Spark of that flame, perchance of heavenly birth, which gleams, but warms no more its cherished earth. Clime of the unforgotten brave, whose land from plain to mountain cave was freedom's home or glory's grave. Shrine of the mighty, can it be that this is all remains of thee? Approach, thou craven crouching slave. Say, is this not Thermopylae? These waters blue that round you lave. O servile offspring of the free, pronounce what sea, what shore is this? The gulf, the rock of Salamis. These scenes, their story not unknown, arise and make again your own. Snatch from the ashes of your sires the embers of their former fires. And he who in the strife expires will add to theirs a name of fear that tyranny shall quake to hear, and leave his sons a hope, a fame, they too will rather die than shame. For freedom's battle once begun, bequeathed by bleeding sire to son, though baffled oft is ever won. Bear witness, Greece, thy living page, attest it many a deathless age. While kings in dusty darkness hid have left a nameless pyramid, thy heroes, though the general doom hath swept the column from their tomb, a mightier monument command, the mountains of their native land. There points thy muse to stranger's eye the graves of those that cannot die. 'Twere long to tell, and sad to trace each step from splendour to disgrace. Enough, no foreign foe could quell thy soul till from itself it fell. Yet self-abasement paved the way to villain bonds and despot's sway. What can he tell who treads thy shore? No legend of thine olden time, no theme on which the muse might soar high as thine own in days of yore, when man was worthy of thy clime. The hearts within thy valleys bred, the fiery souls that might have led thy sons to deeds sublime, now crawl from cradle to the grave, slaves, nay, the bondsmen of a slave, and callous save to crime, stained with each evil that pollutes mankind, where least above the brutes. Without even savage virtue blessed, without one free or valiant breast, still to the neighbouring ports they waft proverbial wiles and ancient craft. In this the subtle Greek is found, for this and this alone renowned. In vain might liberty invoke the spirit to its bondage broke, or raise the neck that courts the yoke. No more her sorrows I bewail, yet this will be a mournful tale, and they who listen may believe, who heard it first had cause to grieve. Far, dark, along the blue sea glancing, the shadows of the rocks advancing, start on the fisher's eye like boat of island pirate or mainote, and fearful for his light caique, he shuns the near but doubtful creek, though worn and weary with his toil, and cumbered with his scaly spoil, slowly yet strongly plies the oar, till Port Leone's safer shore receives him by the lovely light,